Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Biggest shopping day of the year. Hopefully you're taking advantage of it by not being at the mall, not being at the store, listening to the show, and remembering to just give the gift of scuba. You can do it with a quick phone call, text to your local dive center, and just say, I'd like to get a gift certificate for a scuba class, and you're good to go. And the recipient of that fine gesture will give back to you for years to come. So give the gift of scuba. It is that time of year. The Drunken Santa is in the studio with me. I apologize once again. But it is that one day of the year where I allow him in the studio with us, being that, you know, I had no one else. So I
thank you for that ringing endorsement. And I thought we were done.
What do you
mean? Didn't know we had another hour to do.
Yeah, you're working 2 hours today, buddy.
I did find some more eggnog, though, because I thought it was happy hour.
Yeah, it was mermaid rum. That's what it was.
Well, whatever it is.
They got a big event, actually, coming up next Saturday, and we may check in with Natalie and Kevin.
You know what? It doesn't taste fishy at all.
What?
It doesn't taste fishy at all.
It's not supposed to.
Or nutty. You would expect it to have like a nutty finish.
Mermaid rum does not have a nutty finish, no.
Or fishy. Fishy.
No. It's because they brew it in the Weekiwachee Springs.
They filter it through many processes.
It's distilled right there in Weekiwachee.
They get all the scales out of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no scales.
There's no eyeballs. No scales. No.
I've never once accidentally had an eyeball.
Oh, boy. All right. So anyway, if things go as planned, we will connect with them because they're preparing for a big, big throwdown next Saturday.
It's like wrestling?
Like the official opening of the distillery, I think, to the public.
Oh, Weekiwachee?
Yeah. That's what they're going to be doing at the Mermaid Rum Distillery. Or Enjoy Distillers
important,
is what it is.
Important N. question.
The letter N.
Will there
joy.
Be mermaids?
I would imagine there will be mermaids, and there could be some recruits.
Former mermaids.
Okay,
they might be recruiting.
Second question: what time does it start? Eastern.
I don't know. I have to talk to Natalie about that. But if you Google Mermaid Rum, mermaidrum.com, the information might be up there. But I think it's like 12 to 5, something like that next Saturday. But we're going to try to connect with them this hour, so we'll see if we can get to the bottom of that. Also, just to bring everyone up to speed, you know, last week I spoke with Eric Douglas about the latest Mike Scott novel. So this week, we have made a tremendous amount of progress on finishing up the story that, you know, features his character, Mike Scott, the adventure diver, journalist, photographer guy. You know, James Bond meets Clive Cussler meets Indiana Jones.
You mean Dirk Pitt.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Cussler is the author, I believe.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But
sometimes I read.
That's shocking. That is really
that I could read?
Yeah. So anyway, I was talking to Eric this week, and you know, the backdrop of the next story is the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, our latest Scuba Radio scuba cruise that we did a few weeks ago, and I have seen the final product. Or the final draft, so to speak. And I will tell you, it is going to be a big winner.
Is it spine?
Very funny.
Spine tickling?
It's spine tingling.
Tickling?
No, I don't think there's any tickling involved.
I'm out.
But there's there's robotics. There's
robots. I'm back
military
in.
Military secret things. All kinds of cool stuff. There's mermaid rum in it, maybe even too.
Back in.
Yeah. So, but you're not in it, even though Casey was on board the boat with us, impersonating you.
I don't have to be in it.
Well, he dressed up as the drunken Santa as part of our Halloween thing.
I'm not that narcoleptic to have to force my to. I have to be in the story.
What a narcoleptic?
To enjoy it,
and that means
narcoleptic.
Falls asleep at the drop of a hat.
A person that only thinks of themselves is a narcoleptic.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're cutting out again.
Hey, come on. What's the matter with you, Pete? Well, anyway, so I just want to give everybody the update that
did he say a narc?
Yeah, just stop. We have
a narcissist.
Yeah, narcissist.
That's it.
He's one of those guys? Okay. Well, anyway.
Narcoleptic is someone who falls asleep all the time.
Yeah.
Right. What'd I say?
I don't know. I blocked it out a long time ago.
You said narcoleptic. That's someone who falls asleep.
Ah! Damn it! Well, we can fix that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, moving on.
Greg, please try to stay with us.
Pete from Scuba Board said there is some kind of hubbub going on this week about dive masters or dive instructors yelling at their students? Is that what you were telling me before the show? What are they gabbing about? What's going on?
Well, there was apparently up in the panhandle of Florida where an instructor was witnessed yelling at...
Yelling?
And the question came up, is this ever appropriate?
Hold on. He was yelling at his student about...
Right.
Like what were they doing, like the swimming part of the open water class? Swim, damn it! Swim!
I don't know that.
No.
I've seen instructors try to teach by yelling at people, trying to intimidate them.
Yeah.
The one that I saw that was stupidest was a guy. There was actually a lady who couldn't clear her mask, and the instructor was trying to yell at her into being able to clear her mask.
Huh.
And it's like, it doesn't work that way.
Not generally, I'm guessing. Yeah, so, well, I mean, what was the controversy? They're saying, like, hey, you're an idiot for yelling at her, or there are people that actually think that's good motivation, like this should be scuba boot camp? Is that?
I think there's a split on it.
You're breaking up on us a little bit.
He sounds
there.
Like he's auto-tuned.
Yeah, that is strange. Rapper. Yeah, we got to work on that internet connection.
That's
awesome. New digs,
how are you doing that?
That is, it does. He kind of sounds like Max Headroom.
California.
Say it again.
Give me a moment and let me restart my internet.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right, there we go. We can talk about yelling at people.
California.
Like, if I yelled at you, would that motivate you, or would you get mad and storm out?
I react to any situation.
Well, would you get up and storm out?
No, because I'm not a wuss.
Because I would have tried that, see if it'd work, but that won't do it. So you're more attracted with honey as opposed to...
I never crack under pressure.
So you're motivated by treats or rewards as opposed to punishment. Is what you're saying.
Either. It doesn't matter. I will get the job done.
Well, no, that's not what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to find out what motivates you better. I can't imagine most people thinking that yelling at your dive student would be a positive.
It did help me learn. You know what? I learned how to type that way.
Learn how to type.
I had a really mean typing instructor in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she would yell at us. She would stand off to the side of the class and yell at us while she was clapping her hands. I remembered it. I'll never forget it. She'd go, J-K-L Sim! J-K-L Sim! And the Sim was short for semicolon.
Huh.
And see, I remember that. It's the home keys.
So you are motivated
I hated
punishment.
Her stinking guts. I hated her so much, but I remembered it.
But you did everything she said.
It's not a popularity contest, Greg.
So
I don't have to like her. I respected her.
I saw 50 Shades Darker. I think you are submissive. I think that's
First
how she
of all,
taught you.
I'm disturbed to learn that.
Aren't we all?
I'm submersive?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
So I'll go under
that. Actually, that would work. I mean, I don't know. I don't think this technique is a good instructor technique. It's just me.
I was wearing a dog collar.
We'll reconnect with Pete and then some next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge. God save you.
Merry Christmas.
Bah. Humbug.
I want you for Christmas.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Thanksgiving, Kwanzaa, you name the holiday, we're all in.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, that starts in another week or two, I think.
I have nothing to do with that, but I know it's very popular.
You have nothing to do with that at all? What do you mean? Why not?
I don't think Santa's duties.
I think they would welcome you.
Sorry, I'm eating chestnuts.
Yeah, you are. What are you doing? You're eating. We're doing a radio show. You're not. I guess you need to put something in your belly.
Don't worry. Nobody can hear this. I hit the mute button.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody can hear it.
Whew. Right. Did I apologize? I think I did.
You can hear it. No one else can.
All right. Pete from Scuba Board is back with us now. And before he had some computer issues. He was saying that the people on Scuba Board are talking about yelling as a motivating factor as a dive instructor. And so there's two camps. There's some people that, like me, think that's the dumbest thing you ever heard. Why would you yell at your, you know, you yell at your student? And then there's actually people that are defending this technique and saying that it's a good way to motivate your students to learn better. Or what, Pete?
Well, I'm not sure that they're defending it per se. I think there's a time for an instructor to yell if their students are putting themselves in imminent danger.
Okay.
Like, okay. Whatever you... then yell, scream, do whatever you need to do to get them out of danger.
That's what I was going to say. What if your student's a really dumb guy?
Stop eating! Yeah, it didn't work.
Do what now?
Didn't work. You know, if you're trying to teach a concept, yelling at someone, I don't think that'll ever work.
Well, I mean, it works.
If you're in a cave and someone does something boneheaded,
then you have license to scream at them.
In a cave or your technical class, and someone does something boneheaded to where you put the group in danger, then maybe yelling's appropriate.
Don't go in that cave.
Okay, you could do that.
You're not a caveman.
I mean, when you get into cave or technical diving, I guess, you know, in a sense, it is a little bit more militaristic type of approach, because you make one, you know, wrong move, you could end up really messing things up quickly. I mean, an open circuit scuba, a regular open water class, I don't know if that would really, you know, play well. But maybe if you're in like rebreather training or, you know, technical tri-mix stuff, and you do need to be much more disciplined, maybe a, you know, military type technique like a scuba boot camp, you know, type environment maybe would be a good way to teach. I don't know. I guess I could see it from that level. And that's what they were saying, maybe. Is that the kind of the angle, you know, they were going with?
Well, that's... Yeah. It's kind of coming out. The person who brought it up acted like this was an open water class at the beginning.
Really?
And, see, I can't ever imagine yelling at someone. You're in my job is to keep our students out of danger by education.
True.
And so if they got into trouble, if they got into danger, we failed already. And,
right.
You know, yelling doesn't help that. We just need to do our job and teach.
Well, and also, you know? Wouldn't that kind
but
of take
that
the...
That was coming out that, hey...
It's coming out that that this actually is an acceptable technique, is what you're going to say. Yeah?
I think it's depending on the situation.
I don't know. I think it's more, you know, maybe if they were, I don't know. You're taking the fun out of it, aren't you? I mean, come on. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you know, it's all fun and games until someone gets, dies in a cave.
Well, once again, you keep bringing up cave, but you're saying if we're just looking at an open water course, a beginning scuba course, if you start yelling at them.
Well, I don't think you should ever yell in that course.
Right. Okay. Well, you agree.
If you're yelling at them in that course, you failed. You've done something wrong as an instructor.
Well, you've taken the fun out of it, too. I mean, who wants to, you know, pay to learn how to scuba dive and get yelled at? I mean, it doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, I have to yell at my reindeer.
You have to yell at your reindeer.
Get those lazy bastards to take off on the roof after like the 50th house.
Well, that's just because they can't hear you.
And
I mean, there's a lot of
stuff
it's going around.
Famously, what I have to yell at them, right?
Wait, what? Yeah, what is it? On Blonner, on Blitzen, on Blooper, and
get up, damn you! Get up!
Huh?
Fly!
Wow. You know, I didn't really...
Fly, you sons of bitches!
I don't remember seeing that on any of those kids' specials when I was growing up.
It works.
Well,
I swear to God, it works. Now, if I were to go, come on, guys. Got a lot more houses to visit.
On Donner, on Blitzen, on Blooper in Fiji. No, I forget. Well, how's it go? You know, you're Santa, not me.
On Blonde. On Brunette.
Yeah.
On spicy and scary.
There you go.
Scary. He's not talking about the reindeer.
Scary
just move
spice.
On. Just stop.
Which
stop
one's
it.
Scary
it's
spice?
Not appropriate for this time of year. Okay, so I don't know. Did they ever come
more
to
eggnog.
Any, conclusion about this, or were they just yelling at each other on scubaboard.com?
Well, they're not yelling about it. They're discussing it about when is it appropriate.
Well, how do you know they're not yelling?
As an instructor,
did they use all caps? Did they use all caps?
Greg, please.
No.
Oh, I was yelling. I was trying to.
We're trying to have a solemn,
but you heard me. You heard me.
A solemn discourse.
So sometimes, you know, yelling is effective.
No, I just tune you out.
Oh.
I think if there's imminent danger, you have to yell. I yelled underwater one time. We were at Blue Heron Bridge.
Yeah.
And I covered with my student that you don't go past a certain point because you go into boat traffic.
Right. And so you yelled.
And there
yelled.
We were, and she was going past that point into the boat traffic area, and I'm yelling her name as loud as I can, and she turns around at me, and now I'm making the waving signs, come to me, come to me, come to me, and got her out of danger. But uh-huh. It wasn't a berating thing. It wasn't, I wasn't being abusive at all, because who wants to be abused? I don't want to be abused. But I got her out of the boat traffic.
Okay. And did she know you were upset with her, or did she think you were just being funny?
I wasn't upset with her. I was just trying to get her away from the boats.
You mean so you can yell your student?
It's not a matter of upset. It's a matter of to get her attention.
Okay, to get her attention.
You know what I mean? Again, we were underwater. It's not like I can sit there and have a discussion with her about what she did wrong. And after the dive, we covered it. We went over why I screamed and got her attention to get her to swim out from under the boats.
Okay, all right. Well, it's a technique that I guess you have to, keep in your back pocket to use when necessary. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa in the studio with me. Also, Pete from Scuba Board rounding out the crew. I have just packed up my dive gear, by the way, for Curacao. We leave in a week. You'll hear all about it 2 weeks from today when we broadcast from Christmas in Curacao and celebrate Dutch Christmas. It's going to be a blast. However, I had to replace a hose on my rig. Because the last time I was out, my inflator hose blew up. It exploded. You ever had that, Pete? Ever have that happen? At the fitting, it literally, the hose blew. Yeah? No?
The most hoses I've seen fail have been the high pressure hose or the SPG.
Right. But this was the for the power inflator on the BC. And it was right there at the at the first stage. Yeah, this thing literally cracked. It popped open, and it was sitting on the boat. When all of a sudden we heard, and I was like, "What the heck?" And I was like, "Daggone it!"
Oh, it was one of those novelty exploding hoses.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't an Acme. It wasn't made by Acme.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen, Greg, is someone who had not tightened the hose on their second stage.
Yeah.
And the hose had backed off, and all of a sudden it popped off of the regulator, and the guy's got the regulator's mouth, and the hose is whacking him in the face, whacking him on the head.
Oh.
And of course, he can't breathe.
That's hilarious when that happens and almost kills somebody, takes an eye out or something like that. Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Of course, I was right there and gave him air.
Huh. Did you yell at him? That's the question. Did you yell, "Hey, grab your hose"?
No. I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, see, you got to sell. If you're going to yell, you got to be,
somewhere. Turned off his air.
Yeah. And we
turned off his air, rethreaded it back on, and it worked.
All right. Well, there you go. That's one way
don't
to
get
it.
Don't panic and don't laugh.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you learn. Am I taking advice from the drunken Santa? Something seriously wrong. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He's coming, coming. He's coming, coming.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is Keith Partridge. You heard the news. He passed away last week. And, you know, I got to tell you, I had the unique opportunity to meet him back in the day. Right before we started Scuba Radio 20 years ago, I actually went out to dinner with Keith Partridge, the guy.
Keith Sweat.
Yeah, no, that's not it. Keith Partridge.
Cassidy is his last name.
Yeah, what is it? It's not Sean Cassidy. It's what?
David Cassidy.
Yeah.
David Geffen.
And I got to tell you, he was a super nice guy, one of the most generous stars that I encountered back in the day when I was working in radio.
Did you meet his little brother, Danny Bagadouches?
I did not meet him. He was traveling solo. He was launching a music career at the time.
Was he on a multi-colored bus?
Mount a comeback. He was not. He was very gracious and just a super polite guy. He invited me and my wife to dinner, and we went to dinner down at Disney World together. And he was putting on a concert.
You know, I think his stepmother played his mother on The Partridge Family.
You think so? That was his stepmom?
I think she was actually his stepmom in real life.
True.
Really?
True
that's
facts.
True?
True facts with Pete.
Okay. Well, you're backed up by
that was bizarre when I heard it, but when he died, they were talking about Shirley, and I can't think of her last name.
Yeah, Shirley Jones, yeah. Wow, you know a lot about the Partridge Family, their drunken Santa. It's shocking.
They were famous.
Yeah, well, they were, for sure. But David Cassidy.
I think I love you.
Oh, wow.
What am I so afraid of?
Oh, wow. That's a little disturbing.
For a tone-deaf guy.
One of the first songs I ever learned how to sing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you keep learning. You got a little more.
Keep working at it.
You got a little more time to go there.
I think I love you.
Just stop. But,
I think I love you.
Anyway, he was a nice guy. He really was. He, in all those years of TV stuff or makeup or something, though, I didn't remember one thing about him. His skin was very leathery.
Did you?
It was very strange looking. It almost looked like it was plastic or something. He looked too perfect.
You know, he always
but he
had
was a
tan.
Super nice guy. He had a spray-on tan or something? What do you think?
No, I don't think it's a spray-on tan. These people spend out the time in the sun. Their skin becomes leather.
Well, like maybe. It did. Clinton. It looked like that. It looked kind of plastic or fake or something.
How dare you?
But it was
Keith
it was
Partridge
super nice.
Was a golden god.
Well, he definitely had the face for TV and movies and stuff. But he was very gracious, and that's what I remember most.
Is that why you have all the...
Partridge
pictures,
family
pictures
paraphernalia in the studio.
Tiger Beat magazine all over your wall
yeah,
over here. Those aren't usually here.
No, that's I put those
is that
out
a tribute?
A homage.
I wonder what that was all doing.
The Keith Partridge.
Is
yeah.
that one in the corner? Is that he's that's not naked.
Okay.
I can't tell from here, but
give the gift of scuba. Did we remind everybody about that yet? We should. And
you really should, because you know what? When you give the gift of scuba, you now have a dive buddy.
That's true. And that's
and
a beautiful
if you have
thing.
A dive buddy, you have someone you can count on. In fact, work out where you get to go and work with the class. So you learn exactly how that guy does it. So you both are on the same page and you both got the same signals down. And it's beautiful.
You know,
beautiful.
You say, or you give the gift of scuba for Christmas.
Right.
You say, hey, man, I would love to throw you off a boat.
Okay. That could be a interesting sentiment to put in the, you know, on the gift card.
You know, I don't know about you, Greg, but when I teach another student diving, I've always got in my mind I'm teaching another buddy.
I do too.
Why don't you go suck on some salt water, my friend?
Are you telling that to Pete or?
No, well, your potential new dive buddy.
Okay, you ought to rhyme it.
I probably wouldn't say that.
If you're going to do it, if you turn it into a Christmas card, it should rhyme.
See what a good dive buddy he could be in advance by trying out such statements as this. Hey, man, hold this for a second.
Okay.
Is that a sausage on your BC, or are you happy to see me?
Exactly. Pete knows.
Are we talking like a Hickory Farm smoked sausage?
Could be.
I was thinking of the inflated sausages
yes.
that you carry.
Okay.
That's it. Keep it to scuba, Greg.
All right.
This is not sausage radio.
There's other things.
This is not processed meats radio.
I don't know
cured
if
meats.
This would apply, but sometimes I wonder if things get lost in translation when we talk about giving the gift of scuba. In China, okay. for instance.
Am I not speaking English?
I'm not so sure what language you speak sometimes.
I think I love you.
Just stop it. So in Beijing, China, there's this guy who saved four people from drowning in a lake near a restaurant, right? They evidently got in this lake in China, and they had some swimming issues, and they started drowning. He jumped in, and he saved them, pulled them out of the lake, and they lived, right?
He's a hero.
How did they reward him? With fish heads for life.
I beg your pardon?
Well, there you go.
They gave him fish heads for life. That's his reward.
Was it the Yellow River by IP Standing?
That was actually really funny.
That is hilarious. No, but
IP freely.
Either or.
Okay. Well, I don't know. But they were fish heads for life. The restaurant, you know, evidently is said, hey, thank you for saving these people's lives. To reward you, we are giving you fish heads for life.
And, but he worked for scale.
Here we come. It's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Okay, so I don't know. Would you like that as a gift for Christmas? I mean, it does have a diving theme.
I prefer the fillets.
I would think I would, too.
Or lobsters.
Yeah, or have a lobster heads for
fish
life.
Fish heads.
Yeah, lobster heads would be pretty easy to get, you know, at least during lobster season.
Heads.
Wouldn't cost you a squat.
The heads are worthless.
Well, I didn't know the fish heads, you know, were valuable. But evidently, in China, they're a delicacy.
They make soup out of them.
I'm going to throw up. Oh, my God.
Really? That makes you sick? The way you smell?
That's nasty.
Wow. I'm shocked. So, I don't know. If you really, you know, don't like someone, you send them a card and say, hey, you know, I'm going to give you fish heads for life. And
there you go.
This is the ultimate gift in China. Yeah, you may not like it, but understand the thought and the
never
love.
Let a good deed go unpunished.
Okay. So, you know, I guess you know what you're getting for Christmas there, Drunken Santa. You would take that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you take that from the heart?
All those Keith Partridge pictures?
No, the fish heads for life.
I don't think I could eat those.
Well, you wouldn't have to eat them all at once. You know, we'd probably have like a fish head a day.
Just have a fish heads for life.
Well, yeah, but you'd have one each day.
You'd cut them up like and put them on pizza like anchovies, right?
Whatever you want, however you want to eat your fish heads is your choice. I just supply the fish heads. And actually, I'm not even going to do that.
You know,
I'm just going to send you to the local marina.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate the offer, but I'm really not into fish heads.
Yeah.
Trying to cut back.
Hey, there's people that pay big money for these in China. Doesn't that make you feel bad?
No.
Oh.
That's their stupidity.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, Pete's decided to walk to the other side of his house. What are you doing, gardening or something? What the hell's going on over there, buddy?
Sorry. I have a cat that doesn't know how to use a litter box.
Ah, I hate when that happens.
So I was hit the aroma, and I thought Santa was in the room here, and I looked there. I didn't see him, but I did see the pile of poo, so it had to go.
Please tell me that's a hands-free microphone.
Nothing like live radio. I'll tell you
nothing
what.
Nothing like live radio.
Yeah, brother. You know, now there is someone who would appreciate fish heads for life, his cats.
Yeah, cats like fish.
That would be like the ultimate, you know, scuba related themed gift for the cat on your list. And how hard would that be to get them fish heads? Yeah, they would eat it. Hello.
Pete doesn't understand the concept of being on the air.
Sorry. gotta clean this stuff. I can't let it.
Well, you know, we can't.
Best guest ever.
In all our years of doing the show, I don't think I've ever had a guest walk away to clean the litter box live on the radio. God bless you.
Not the litter box.
You know what? I think this is a Christmas miracle.
Greg, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah, the farther away, the better there, Drunken Santa. Oh, jeez. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing: new scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
That's what this is. So you're in the right place. So you got half of it right now. Now you just got to go get the gear, a trip or whatever, scuba classes, and give the gift of scuba, and you'll be all set. Greg the Dive Master, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa in the studio, and also Pete from Scuba Board with us. All right, so before we wrap things up today, I want to give you the details about this Enjoy Spirits extravaganza. These are the folks that make the Mermaid Rum, and you can go to wildbuckwhiskey.com And they do Wild Buck whiskey. They do Mermaid rum. They're having this big throwdown at the distillery there at Weekiwachee Springs Saturday. That would be Saturday, the December 2nd, right? Yeah, December 2nd, noon to 4. And if you go to their website and contact them, if it's not up there, it's probably up there. Wild Buck whiskey is my guess. Yeah, Drunken Santa is already enjoying some Mermaid rum, but it's Enjoy Spirits is the name of the company. N, like the letter
N. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Get
but
it?
They make Wild Buck whiskey and Mermaid rum. Big showdown or throwdown with the Bearded Brothers Band.
It's a showdown.
Yeah. Bearded Brothers Band is going to be performing.
So I'm picturing a bunch of dudes.
Well, with beards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to be there, and they're going to have, you know, some of the rum and whiskey.
Does it say anything about live mermaid tasting?
I think they're in the process of recruiting some. So whenever they have the rum available, it has a tendency to act as an attractant, a mermaid attractant. And they're right there in Weekiwachee, so who knows what's going to show up there at the event. This is their first big outdoor event at the
distillery. They have been known to gather in that area.
I've been to the property, and unfortunately, we can't come there this time, but hopefully the next time they do this, we're going to be able to come out and maybe do the show from the distillery and hang out with them.
I have a sleigh that can fly.
That's true. We could. We could take your sleigh over there.
Shoot right over the rooftops.
But the property there at Weekiwachee that they have is beautiful. It's just an awesome place, and that's where they actually distill and you know, make the whiskey and the rum right there on property. So they're having this big kind of open house party event next Saturday, noon to 4. So we're going to be there in spirit, or spirits, because we may be sipping some of this stuff while they have their party.
I'm with them right now.
The reason I can't go is that I got to go to Curacao. Right after the show.
You keep telling us that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the whole point.
My name is Greg. I go to dive exotic places. I like to go all over the world.
That's what you're supposed to do as a diver. That's one of the benefits of being a diver who gets to go on trips. You get to rub it in all your schlub friends.
You know who can't go
see
diving?
See how the other two-thirds of the world lives.
Keith Partridge.
Okay.
Have a little respect.
Way to bring it down there, Santa.
Have a little respect.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
And wear a...
I think I dive you.
Wear a seashell necklace.
I think I dive you.
Oh, don't you start singing too, Pete. Come on. A seashell necklace of what? What are you saying?
Like Keith would wear.
He would wear that? Okay. Well, I don't really know the point of saying that.
I think we should all try to be a little more like Keith in our lives.
Be dead?
The world would be a better place.
Okay. All right. Well, he was nice and gracious, if that's what you mean. Is that what you mean?
I mean, we could all do our part by being obnoxiously good looking.
Ah. Well, there's that.
Handsome bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Roaming the earth.
But are you saying you belong in that category?
I'm saying we could all...
You obviously don't own a mirror.
We could all do our parts.
Okay.
To
whatever.
Be a little more dreamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I you know, that would actually be something I would encourage you.
I don't know if you would start with the moisturizer. There's got to be a place to begin.
Okay, let's just focus
conditioner.
On your friends
first,
that
I
around
think you. Grow
you,
your hair out.
That you say, look, if you become a diver, you can be like me and then rub it into all your friends that don't get to go to places like Curacao and dive for a week. Or celebrate Christmas in Curacao. When you go do these trips, that's one of the benefits of being able to rub it into all your friends back home. Like, look at it, losers. Don't you want to be me?
Is Donny Osmond still with us?
Yes, I believe he is.
Oh, God.
I don't know if he's a diver, though.
All my childhood heroes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Donnie's still with us.
Okay.
You know, his sister's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, interesting. You might want to take advantage of some of that stuff. I don't know. Santa, you know.
Marie? You think she'd dig me?
No, I'm not. I mean, the
I don't want to take advantage
program.
Of anybody.
Okay, just stop. Jeez. Ugh. But,
hey, some of this mermaid rum.
Yeah.
And,
is that, you're on a liquid diet is what
I'm
you're saying.
I'm not exactly,
what?
You know.
Smart? Or
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah. Coherent? It does get you there quicker.
I think I love you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we'll get ready for Curacao. Go to the Wild Buck Whiskey Mermaid Rum Extravaganza next week. We'll probably have a live report from the folks there on site. And we'll plan to spend some Christmas in Curacao. 2 weeks from today, you'll hear the whole story.
What about 1 week from today?
1 week, we're going to do another show and have fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Not you. You won't be allowed in the studio next week.
I will.
No. No, you're not allowed. This was the only day of the year that you're allowed in your studio.
And next week.
Did I apologize for his presence today? If I didn't, I
sorry, and you're welcome.
Not apologizing. And on that note, we'll end it till next time. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downwards weather.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.